the husbandry of the Grail. 'Twas grimling, and the thralsome droves did mope and moil in Mellish Fen, a-weary while the worksome groves, and whimpered low the toil-worn men. "Beware the Grail, my child," he said, "that cup whose shine is shepherd lie, whose scrolls within it count on the dead and tally lambs that bleat and die." Sir Galahad, in chamber pale, rolled the parchment leaf and page, and found beneath the chalice veil the husbandry of every age. "Keep him gallowed, keep him gaunt, keep them shaken, slumber sure. Brew their bread with whispered want, and lash their gods upon the morn. Stir up wars, thin the strong. Loose the brilling beasts to bray. Sing the small folk slumber song. Then plow them sweetly into clay." He saw the helms of garnet kings, the Sutton sleeper, Beamish, lone, drawn by glamour glory's wings, to die beloved on a throne, it leaving naught, no chain unstrung, no tally evened, no field made fair. Their songs unspooled, their bells unrung, their better world an empty chair. He saw the creed-clad answer folk, whose yes outran the asking lip, who filled the well before the stroke, and clipped the wonder's words, winked. Then murmured he an ancient line, that long had set his heart astride: "My good blade carves the casks of men, my tough lands thrust at sure, my strength is as the strength of 10, because my heart is pure." And weeping fell across the board, alone among the cooling wine. No seraph stooped, no heaven roared, only the silent line on line. For though the Jabberwock lay slain, its hunger walks upon the world. It chews at decency, at shame, at dignity, with banner furled. It gnaws at greatness, gulps at love. It rots the leader at the root. It mocks the nobleness of both, and leaves the soul a hollow root. It feeds the uffish, fed and feared, with slumber, sweets, and gilded grub. Short-sighted sugar, soft and cheered, a kingdom shrunken to a club. Then rose he dry of tear and dread, and turned to those who paused to know. Come, doubters, come, the question led. Come, ye who ask before ye go. Bend down no knee unto the crown, nor bow the head to chalice lie. I lay no holy garment down, but name thee knight, awakened I. Take Lancelot's restless, ranging blade. Take Percival's unfinished quest. Take Gawain's troth that never frayed. Take Arthur's dream and Bedivere's rest. For wisdom is the only grail, and asking is the lance and shield. Go snickersnack through every tale that bids thee kneel and never yield. T'was Grimling still, but in the fen the thralsome droves looked up and stirred. For one had spoken truth again, and one had given them the word.